What's up, guys? Welcome back. I'm excited to have you here. This is New Comic Book Day, April the 21st of 2021. And there's a balance of DC and other titles on my list. So this is kind of continuing that ongoing trend of expanding out into the superhero universe for me. That being said, before I ramble too long, don't forget to like and subscribe, comment, connect, follow, do whatever you do on the platform you're on. Just look for my furry face and side of an orange circle and click all the buttons. So the first book on my list this week is The Flash 769. I enjoyed the 768. We had the Williamson run that wrapped up toward the end of last year. And that whole run was so solid. I loved every issue that I read. And I've since went back and read a couple of issues here and there. And I've really enjoyed what they did with Flash and Williamson's run. And then they came along and we got like five really bad issues. So 768 is kind of a return to style. And I'm excited to see where they take all of this with having both Barry and Wally there. And 769 should be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Nightwing number 79. I picked up 78 because Tom Taylor was taking over. People were excited for it, and I kind of missed out on the Tom Taylor Seven Secrets bandwagon, and so I thought, you know, I want to get introduced to Tom Taylor's work. Nightwing is a character that I've always kind of liked, so I thought this would be a good shot to, or a good opportunity to jump onto some Tom Taylor work. So 78 I thought was really cool, and I'm excited to see where it goes in 79, and I guess we'll find out this week. Catwoman number 30, I'm pretty excited for this one. Catwoman number 29, well, this is written by Rom V, and this is about to be a trend you'll notice here in a moment. But Catwoman number 30, written by Rom V. Number 29 was my first Catwoman, also written by Rom V. Very good. He introduced a new, a new villain. And so we're going to find out more about all of that, I guess. It was a really cool, 29 was a really cool issue. I'm excited to see what happens in number 30 here. And then that also leads into the next book on the list, Justice League number 60. Justice League, I want to say this is written by Bendis. Is that what the big hubbub is about it? I really enjoyed the last Justice League. It was a really cool book. And then you have, Justice League was cool, but then the back of the book is Justice League Dark. And again, Rom V, absolutely crushing it. So I'm excited to find out more about Justice League Dark. There was nothing wrong with the Justice League part, and I'm just, you know, I'm excited to read that one. But Justice League Dark is really what has me there for this title. So I'm excited to find out what happens next after everything that we saw go down in the previous issue. After that, we have Many Deaths of Layla Starr. And this is another Rom V title. And I really like, I don't really know anything about the story other than it deals more in like gods and metaphors and cosmic questions and things of that nature. It's from Rom V, so I mean, as you saw, he's come up in the last two books. This guy is definitely one of my favorite writers right now. Everything he touches is gold, and so I'm excited for the Many Deaths of Layla Starr. I would encourage you to go back and listen to the off-panel episode this week. He was the interviewee, and he gave a great it was a great episode. I really enjoyed the things he was talking about. He's really good at kind of like connecting himself, like kind of grounding himself in like a very real world, you know, and he seems like a very authentic, grounded person. And so I really like what he was talking about with Many Deaths of Layla Starr. He kind of describes it as like a passion project. He says it's an idea that he had way before he was even like writing and crafting stories, and so he's been kind of cultivating it in the background this whole time. But it's kind of like one of the titles he's put the most like thought and planning and stuff if that makes any sense. I don't want it to come off like he's not already doing an incredible job, but I think that just shows why this series might be that much better. Radiant Black number 3, I actually need to go back and read the second one. I know a lot of people that I talked to and enjoyed the first one and were kind of like, you know, they were warm, interested in the series, you know, but they definitely feel like the second one took off. So I need to check that one out and find out more about what happened in the second one. I'll probably just go back and read 1 and 2 and then grab number 3 and boom, I'll be caught up and ready to go. But this is Kyle Higgins doing his, I guess, like American take on tokusatsu kind of driven content, kind of in the vein of like Power Rangers, Ultraman, those sorts of things. So I'm excited for Radiant Black to see what the series becomes. I feel like we're really going to see it take off like in the second, third, fourth issue. So I'm excited to see where this one takes us. Ultra Mega number 2. This first one blew my mind. I was really impressed with what it was. It kind of didn't really play by any of the rules, but it still like fell into some of the same kind of tropes and stuff, which made it a really interesting read. I love how like adult the content in it is. It, the way that it's full of twists and surprises. It almost reminds me of like Suicide Squad. I felt kind of lost in chaos in a certain way. Like I wasn't totally sure what was going on all the time, but then it would just hit these moments that would really just catch your attention and drive home the point. And so I really enjoyed Ultra Mega, and I'm excited for Ultra Mega 2 coming out this week. So that's it. I mean, that's 8 books. 4 of those are DC, and then I've got 4 that are indies. And so I'm excited for all of these, really, but what's going to be... You know what? I think Ultra Mega number 2 is probably my pick of the week. I thought this first book was fantastic. It was a really great introduction to the world and just like how crazy and chaotic it was. So I want to see what they do with the second one there. But The Many Deaths of Layla Starr, that's definitely on the list because I'm excited to see what Ram V does there. And then I don't know, Justice League Dark really has my attention. I want to see what happens with that. So that's probably my top 3. I think Ultra Mega kind of takes the cake right now. So what are you excited for this week? What are you guys going to be reading? What do I not have on my list that I should be paying attention to? Let me know in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe, comment, connect, follow, do whatever you do on the platform you're on. Just look for my furry face inside of an orange circle and click all the buttons next to it. Until next time, keep flipping pages.